Remember the sky that you were born under. Know each of the stars' stories. Remember the moon. Know who she is. Remember the sun's birth at dawn. That is the strongest point of time. Remember sundown and the giving away to night. Remember your birth, how your mother struggled to give you form and breath. You are evidence of her life and her mother's and hers. Remember your father. He is your life also. Remember the earth whose skin you are. Red earth, black earth, yellow earth, white earth, brown earth. We are earth. Remember the plants, trees, animal life, who all have their tribes, their families, their histories too. Talk to them. Listen to them. They are alive poems. Remember the wind. Remember her voice. She knows the origin of this universe. Remember you are all people and all people are you. Remember you are this universe and this universe is you. Remember all is in motion, is growing, is you. Remember language comes from this. Remember the dance language is, that life is. Remember. That was a poem by Joy Harjo, and you are listening to Kuru 89.1. I am Kristen Lundgren, and will be hosting this new show, Interconnect, as a part of the Kindred Continuum broadcast. Interconnect is an exploratory show to help us remember ancient ways and fuse them in our modern world. Focusing on land stewardship, food, medicine, and more, we'll give insights and tools to reweave our interconnected web with Earth around us in a regenerative and healing way, always remembering that we are one. Like I mentioned, I am Kristen Lundgren. I've been living in Silver City for almost 9 years and was drawn to this high desert community because of the Gila wilderness and the generous warmth I was shown by strangers when I first visited 11 years ago. It felt like a place where people cared for the place and the people around them. I've always had a deep need for close-knit community and a drive to fight for social justice. After studying sociology in college and having a very healing experience with my relationship with food, I started to see how powerful food can be. I witnessed food being used as a tool of colonization, and I witnessed it as a tool to bring people together. I set out at that point to start working towards a just world with a shovel, some seeds, and a pair of coveralls. In the 9 years I've been here, I've worked primarily with youth and in community gardens. I've witnessed people from 6 weeks old to 84 years old having life-shaping understanding come from harvesting a chili, planting a seed, holding a worm in their hand, or witnessing, after 5 years of work, what a bare piece of land can become. I've also become a part of a group called the Mosquitoes, who harvest mesquite pods and teach about how we can use the wild native foods that grow in our backyard. The deeper I reach into food, the more I realize how interconnected it all is. Ourselves, the ecosystems we live in, the food we eat, the wind that is all around us. When Laura Ramnarace approached me and asked if I would be open to hosting this show, I felt really excited to share my experiences and my voice with our community. But I feel even more excited to feature people who I perceive are doing amazing regenerative work in our community and in our world. I believe we can grow a world where we are deeply connected to the ecosystems that we are a part of by tending our soil, caring for plants, harvesting wild foods and medicines, and rethinking so many of the economic systems that we are a part of. The roots of the word economy come back to the management of our home. And in my opinion, we're not taking that great a care of our home. I believe that we can and will do a better job taking care of this gorgeous, amazing earth that we all live on. As Charles Eisenstein teaches, most of our problems in the world come from a story of separation. We have systemically forgotten that each of our experiences is connected to the world around us. In reality, we are inherently interconnected with the world around us, past, present, and future. Our strengths and challenges have been passed down from our ancestors' experiences. Our bodies are composed of the soil where the food we eat is grown. Our breath is the gift of the exhalation of the trees and plants that surround us. It is easy when we think of ourselves as independent and separate beings to move through our world in a way that is often unintentionally, detrimentally leaving a footprint behind. But when we know deeply that each of our actions influences the world around us, and that the world is a part of us, we can heal our relationship to ourselves and each other. I find it important to acknowledge that I am a white woman of Swedish and Irish descent, living on the land of many Indigenous peoples before me, most recently the Warm Springs Apache. I know that my privilege as a white woman has landed me here on land where its original inhabitants were forcibly removed. I hope that as we heal our world, reparations are made for the wounds our civilization has caused. Civilization in quotation marks. May I walk here humbly and learn to move in a way that is Indigenous to this land, even though my blood is not. Indigenous ways sustained people on these lands for many, many generations that far outdate our Western ways. We would be wise to listen to Indigenous voices and wisdom in the places that we live in to help us find a harmonious way forward into our future. So, how do we begin to heal our relationship with the earth around us? Our communities can remember where we are. We can plant seeds in the soil, and we can move back to a closer connection with our nature. In this week's episode of Interconnect, I interview Wildcat, a regenerative ecologist. Wildcat has spent the last 20 years in Santa Fe and moved down to Silver City to help us build some bedrooms out of cob, a moldable adobe. Wildcat and I have had a great time talking about soil and food forestry and how we can heal our relationship with the land and help the land be prepared for what's to come as our climate gets hotter and drier. I spent the last several years beginning to wildcraft in our region, harvesting mesquite, prickly pear, herbs, and more. And while I believe that returning to foraging practices helps us remember our ancient ways and is really good for the earth, the reality is that there are too many of us to sustain our population on wild foods alone. So what happens for our future as our climate grows hotter and drier? How can this earth that we've taken so much from sustain us? Well, I believe that the answer lies in the word regenerate, and we need to start now. We need to start planting, tending, and stewarding the land in a way that is not only sustainable, but that gives more than we take. If we start now, perhaps the food forests we grow will help us survive as our world changes. Perhaps we'll even start to experience abundance in a whole new way. Today's interview with Wildcat will give us some ideas for how to get started. For now, here's a song by Silver City native Anna Eggy called We Are One.
We were all looking in the same direction. Started raining. We left everything behind.
This is Interconnect with Kristen Lundgren, and we'll be back after a short break for the interview with Wildcat, a regenerative ecologist who believes that we can help heal the earth through land stewardship.